Simon Shem Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Continue the halachas of Muksa. Machaber says that a needle, you're allowed to metaltle it in order to take out a thorn. If someone got a thorn stuck in him, we would say now there's a splinter and he wants to use a needle to remove it, he could. Mishnah explains that a needle is used for sewing. It's a klish malach l'iser. So it's also to move it mechamel itself for the benefit of the needle, but it's mutter to move it tzarchuv mekayme. See here tzarchuv to remove the thorn or the splinter, where he says if you need to get the pus out of a pimple, or any other mutter to use, if you need to use it as like a safety pin to hold clothing together, if you're stuck, you don't have a proper safety pin, so you use it for that. Obviously in a place there will be a problem with itself going outside, so then you shouldn't do it. And he says, certainly it's mutter to move it tzarchuv mekayme. For example, if it's in a place that's getting in the way of things, and definitely it's long in the place, so someone can get hurt by touching it. So definitely, you know, Makom Hazeka, one can move it out of the way. And the Mechaber says, if the needle is broken and not functional, then it's lower level than Klishnach L'Isser. It's a higher level of Muksa, and then it's going to be Muksa, you can't use it to Tzarkuf Mekamai. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if someone can get hurt from where it is, Makom Hazeka, then you can even move it if it's a broken needle and it's worse than klishlach l'iser. And the Mechaber says a new needle that did not have the hole made yet, therefore cannot function as a needle, so that's mutter to move it. Mishnah Berurah explains, because sometimes you decide not to make a hole and use a taka just as something that's like a tweezers, take out a thorn or take out a splinter, so therefore it's already a kli in a certain sense, as opposed to if it was once a needle and now it got broken, you know, it could technically be used for that, but now lost shem kli, the derech is to throw it out. Unless you miyachad before Shabbos for certain tashmish, for certain use, then you made it into a kli and then it becomes a kli shmalach leheter. See, if it bays, you have leftover piece of a mat, I got cut off a mat, a machzel is like a mat. That you can metal, you can move it, because it can be used to cover over dirt. Unless you threw it into the garbage before Shabbos, then you have a kli, and then it's muksa. However, a good mat or a good item may throw in the garbage on Erev Shabbos, that does not lose its teres kli, because butler dietic, it's not normal to throw a good item out. But a broken off piece, ripped off piece from a mat, even though if you don't throw it out, it's not muksa, but if you did throw it out before Shabbos, then it becomes muksa. See, if you gimel, a leftover piece of cloth that got rubbed out, and you have this little piece of cloth still, if it has 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, let's say a little less than 3 inches by 3 inches, and it's mutter to metaltle it, it's not muksa because it still has a function, it still has a use. Poor people will use it for something. Where it says the attack if it belongs to a rich person, they'll be also to move it because then it's not normal for it to be used when it's so small, less 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, the size of half a amma, that would be bigger than even for the Ashirim, it will still have a use. And the Mechaber says that some Rishonim hold, even it's less than 3 by 3 etzbayis. It still has a use, because Mishnah Berurah explains it can be used, the same thing can be used to clean something up, can be used to clean up dirt, and therefore it would not be muksa. Unless, Rabbi says, it's from a talis shemitzvah, a talis that person wears like as a talis by davening, so that person would not use it for a tash meguna to clean up dirt, so then it has to be 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, and we said for the Hashem, for the rich people, it has to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, to still be considered something that has a function and still be a kli. See, if your dalit has a new shoe that was made on a mold and was not taken off the mold yet, and the only way to get it off the mold is by moving the mold, because to tie it onto the mold, you know, the mold is a klish malach l'iser, it's used for making shoes, but here it's mutter to move the mold in order to get to shake the mold in order to get the shoe off, because mutter, the tzarech mekayme, you have a heter of tzarech gufa mekayme, because no worse than a kli shemlach to l'iser. A lot of move it tzarech mekayme. Now, if, let's say, the mold is loose and you get the shoe off without moving the mold, it's not vada, you should not move the mold. Klish lach lissa, go and move it. If it's a tzarech gufa mekayme, it's not a tzarech, it's not a tzarech, Mishnah Berurah says. Unless it's hard to get the shoe off the mold, so then you could move the mold, because then you do have a tzarech. Sif Tezvav talks about a sandal. But the sandal is where they have a strap on the outside and a strap on the inside. If the inner strap got ripped, people would still use it. They would still wear it because that wasn't so visible to the outside. It's between the 2 feet. So then it still maintains its teres kli. But if the outer strap got ripped, then loses its teres kli, that's asur metalta, and you can't move it because it becomes muktzah. It's something that will be derech, will be thrown into the garbage. And whether it's Shabbos or weekday when it got ripped, either way, comes Shabbos, now it's muktzah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Now, what about our shoes? That if a string of shoelace gets ripped, it's still right to wear, it's still the teres kli, so then it would not be muksa just because the shoelace got ripped. And the Mechaber says, let's say this sandal that became muksa, so now it's in the Carmelis, and you're afraid to leave it there till after Shabbos, afraid it's going to get lost, or maybe stolen, or something like that. So it says he would carry a gemi, stick like a gemi lach, like a thin strap of something that was used for Michael Behema, through it, in order that now it should be able to wear it. And now it still uses a sandal because it's still wearable. But that's only in the Carmelis if it's going to get lost. But if it's in the Chatzah, that's Mishnah Berurah, so you can leave it there, so leave it there and don't stick a strap through and wait till the Shabbos to get it. Mishnah Berurah says, or put a real string through, that among the Rambam says, Aser, because you might take a leave it there and it'll come out, you made a Kesh Shukiyama on Shabbos, as opposed to make a bow with a real string, that would be okay.